In other news, 9 U.S. states are to join Washington in filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration over a policy of separating immigrant families illegally entering the U.S.
We'll allege that the administration has violated the constitutional due process rights of the parents and children by separating them as a matter of course and without any findings that the parent poses a threat to the children. The policy is also irrationally discriminatory in violation of the constitutional guarantees of equal protection because it targets people, only targets people crossing our southern border, not any other entrance to the United States.
Ferguson made the announcement outside a federal prison in the city of SeaTac in the state of Washington. About 200 immigration detainees have been transferred to the federal prison, including women separated from their children. Under President Donald Trump's policy, the states set to join Ferguson's lawsuit are Massachusetts, California, Maryland, Oregon, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Minnesota. New York has separately announced plans to sue. This comes as more protests are held against Trump's immigration policies. Hundreds have demonstrated in front of the American embassy in the Mexican capital to protest Trump's policy. The protesters demanded freedom for the children currently held in detention centers. A similar rally was held in the city of El Paso. In the U.S. state of Texas, demanding the reunification of migrant families. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump backed down, signing an order to keep families together in detention during immigration proceedings. However, it remains unclear how and when those children would be reunited with their parents and where families would be held while the parents face criminal charges. Human rights activist and political commentator Mr. William Spring joins us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Spring, welcome to the program. Well, walk us through your thoughts on the policy that the Trump administration briefly set for separating immigrant families. Maybe the Trump administration underestimated the level of backlash that it could have had.
Of course, Donald Trump is not able to withstand the pressure of his own kitchen cabinet. I believe even some of his family were sort of objecting or making public their disagreement with the president's position, which shows basically you can't win an argument against women. And it was whatever the constitutional or legal aspects of the case, from a political angle, it was completely useless. There's no way whatsoever that the GOP, the Republican Party, can win votes if they alienate the women of the United States. And there are many women who were sympathetic to the refugees or asylum seekers. Now, in my view, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't have been, but that's not my, you know, I'm not going to win. I'm not going to win the battle, and neither did President Trump. You see, I have an experience in that I was not an asylum seeker, but I was actually escaping an oppressive government with my family and had to leave rather rapidly one of the people's democracies, rather liked by leftist groups. I came back to England. I wasn't actually going to a third country. Now, if I had got, as I had, a gun at my back, and the knowledge that I had a 1,000-mile trek to another border. And if I had known that that border was going to be hostile, and if I had been contemplating taking my children, I would have had second thoughts. I certainly wouldn't have taken my children on such a dangerous, risky expedition. And I think that the children who've been sort of maximized or highlighted in this case are used as pawns, I'm afraid. Where, you see, they must have had some protection to get to the border. if they're traveling from the Mexico, or this, you know, they must, they couldn't have got to the border on their own. There are too many risks, so they must have been protected. Now, I think the federal government in America, in the United States, were saying that these were protected by criminal gangs. Now, we, as I said in a previous broadcast, in England, we had experience of Kosovo Albanian activists coming across the into UK, claiming to be children, but when they all disembarked at Luna House, the journalists there noticed that most of them seemed to be young men of 18 plus, and these were coming from an area which is known for its terrorism, I'm afraid, and organ smuggling and this sort of thing. So I think that it was a tactical mistake.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. William Spring, joining us from London.